For any refugee, starting over is tough. There's a new language to learn, a new culture to figure out, not to mention finding a job, a house, and then for the kids, they're starting over in a new school. Beth Fertig reports now on how some Syrian refugee children are doing in Elizabeth, New Jersey.
Aisha is 13, and 4 years after she and her family fled Syria, they're now resettled here in Elizabeth. She's trying to be a regular American student, but there's one problem. Aisha doesn't speak any English. That's where local tutors are playing a role.
So what you're going to say to her?
Please.
Dozens of volunteers come to the local library to help Aisha and other young Syrians with English. But a few kids said this warm reception didn't always extend to the schools. For Aisha, that's largely because she wears a headscarf.
They tell her, take it off.
That's Rena Shanawani translating. She's a Syrian-American who organized the library volunteers. Aisha told her that kids at her school wondered if she wore a headscarf because she's bald.
So one time she actually took it off and showed them that she does have hair. And she says, I can never take this off. I will never take it off.
Aisha laughs, but this incident wasn't the only sign of friction. When I met her father in January, he said all four of his children were still struggling in school because there were no Arabic translators. There's just not a big Arabic-speaking community in this part of New Jersey. The International Rescue Committee, which resettled the Syrians, has academic coaches who work with the schools and families. Spokeswoman Colleen Ryan says it takes time for everyone to adjust.
There's a ramp for communities to embrace and sort of integrate refugees from new places, but it's also experienced that over time, things work out.
But some of the Syrians still weren't satisfied. In February, they sent their kids elsewhere. Six of the Syrian kids, including Aisha, transferred to an Islamic school 25 miles away from Elizabeth. At 13, she's in fifth grade, 2 years older than many of her classmates, because she missed a few years waiting to resettle in the U.S. Despite this setback, Aisha says she feels much less stress than in the public school.
My mind is relaxed. Everyone is in hijab, and they help me. And the most important thing here is that there's like religion here. And I practice, and I don't forget.
The private school is called the Academy of Greatness and Excellence. It offered scholarships for Syrian refugees. So far, two Syrian families in Elizabeth have transferred their kids to the school. But while these children are now in a more comfortable setting, there are concerns about Syrian kids still struggling at public schools in Elizabeth. Rena Shanawani, who's been coordinating the volunteers, has been hearing their concerns.
Those children now have come into schools placed in grades based on their ages, but they really should be three grades behind or four grades behind. So part of what we are trying to do is advocate for the children in the schools.
We asked the Elizabeth School Superintendent, Olga Hugelmeyer, what's happening. In an email, she said the students take English as a second language classes. And while there are no Arabic translators, she said the district will translate student progress reports into Arabic for the parents. Now, it's possible that the schools might not always be aware of problems because the families are reluctant to complain. In January, a 7-year-old Syrian boy named Zain told us about kids bullying him and taking the sandwiches he brought from home. He only eats halal meats prepared under Islamic law. His father, who asked that we not use the family's last name, just consoled him.
If he took them from you, tomorrow I will buy you another one. I have to console him this way. In Syria, this kind of thing doesn't happen.
In Syria, the father explained, families also don't confront their child's teacher. But overall, he says he's grateful to be here, and both of his sons are still having an easier time than they had in Jordan. He hopes one will become a doctor, and he wants the other to join the army. For The World, Beth Fertig, Elizabeth, New Jersey.